Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I'm kind of interested. So this is Niall. Hi, Classic Hits Radio, Niall. Could we talk about the above topic on tomorrow's programme for just about 5 minutes? I'm very passionate about running Catan tournaments in Ireland, and it's the Catan World Champions. I didn't even know what it was. Never heard of it in my life. So I had to Google it there during the break. It's a board game. And they have like a world championships in Germany, and there's two people from Ireland going over. I didn't know that, by the way. But I can't, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love board games. I love playing Monopoly and all that. But I don't know whether it's something that a huge amount of people would be interested in. Now, I could be completely wrong. You can send us a text or a WhatsApp at 087-188-0008. You play Catan. I've never heard of Catan until now. This is the first time. I'm reading about it here. It's formerly known as the Settlers of Catan. It's a popular board game where players compete to build settlement cities, roads, islands, trading resources. I used to play Age of the Empires on my computer years ago. Sounds pretty much like the same thing. But I'm sure they have world championships for Age of the Empires as well. Anyway, now, AJ has joined us because we want to talk about TV shows. And there's nothing better than feeling a little bit nostalgic, that warm, fuzzy feeling. Familiar rush you get when you think of an old theme tune or remember a TV show you used to race home to watch. And we want to hear from you about the shows that shaped your childhood, from the classics of the 60s right the way through to the noughties. Maybe you grew up watching The Reardons. Ah, for Jesus' sake, who wrote this? The Reardons.
I wrote it. Sorry.
Your man and dad watched The Reardons.
Nobody's messaged in The Reardons.
Wanderly Wagon. Yeah, Wanderly Wagon was very popular amongst kids. Rory and all the rest of them. Grandma and the Crow. And what's the little dog's name? Oh, I can't remember his name. Anyway. Or maybe Glen Rowe. Where, what's his name? Benji did something to somebody in the hay shed. Anyway. Were you obsessed by the A-Team or Baywatch? Did your mates spend the 90s quoting Father Ted, Friends or The X-Files? I hate people who constantly go on about Friends, by the way, can I point out. And who could forget, of course, the golden age of kids' TV like Debsy's Den, Sabrina, The Teenage Witch or Art Attack? Loved Art Attack, by the way. And Tony Hart and Morph.
Oh, I forgot about Morph.
Yeah, we've got a few team tunes lined up. See, can you guess them before we reveal them on the show? So you're going to play a few.
Okay, do you want to do the actual theme tunes first or do you want to listen to the voice notes that we have from listeners? Up to you.
It's not up to me. You're the producer of the show. You fire away and do whatever you feel is right.
Okay, I'll play a couple of theme tunes. All right, I'll play them and then see if you can guess them as I'm playing them, right?
Okay,
all right. Oh, I need to put up the fader.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again.
I have no idea what that
Maybe
is.
Maybe tomorrow I want to say.
That's The Littlest Hobo.
Oh, remember The Littlest Hobo, yeah. The dog and the homeless
yeah.
lad.
Yeah, and I cried at the end of every episode. I absolutely loved it.
I don't remember the theme tune, there you go, but I do remember the programme, The Littlest Hobo.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah, oh, it was brilliant. That was so good.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Sorry if that was a bit loud.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
All right, next one.
My ears aren't the same. You're killing me here, by the way.
Do you recognize it?
I do. Is it Highway to Heaven?
No.
No.
It's similar, though, I suppose.
It's your man that went off around back and forward in time.
Yeah.
And fixed people's lives.
Yes. Quantum Leap.
They've started a remake of it. And it's really
heard.
Good, and I can't remember the name of it. It's killing me now.
It's Quantum Leap, I just told
Quantum
you.
Quantum Leap. Sorry, yeah. So, for those interested who love Quantum Leap, if you go to Sky, or I think it's Sky Atlantic, there's a new version of it. It only started there a little while ago. They're on the first season.
Oh, it's actually on. I didn't realise that. Holy
yeah, it's a new, they're remaking it, and it's really good. I watched the first episode of it. I thought it was really good. I must get to watch the rest of it.
Who's yeah. Who's actually
well, I was
starring?
In hospital, bored out of my head. I watched the first episode.
Oh, were you in hospital? I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
You never mentioned
it's
that.
Surprising what you watch when you're bored. I watched every episode of Judge Judy. But go on.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, I know this one. Yeah, there used to be a voiceover on this, right? The Streets of San Francisco.
That's the one.
It's a Quinn Martin production.
That's it. And you know, fun fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger, that was the first American show that he was in, I believe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he was in an episode of The Streets of San Francisco.
Of course, it was Karen Malden and Douglas. What's Michael Douglas?
Michael Douglas, that's the one. That's
yeah,
the one.
That was his first big break as well.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay.
Where they all started. Right, next one.
Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Thunderbirds are go.
Well, there you go. That's what it is, the Thunderbirds.
I have to say, what a great program. Little bit for the Thunderbirds fans. They're now remaking two episodes. Hasn't been made. They're doing it for the 40th or 50th anniversary. I can't remember which it is.
Okay.
But they're remaking two episodes of it. What a great program, which was way ahead of its time. The money it cost to make at the time. They said nowadays, they actually, because it was a TV show, it would be unaffordable to make something like that now.
Did you ever see The Strings? Because when I was a kid, I couldn't see them when I was a kid.
I know, sometimes you could see The Strings.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, looking at it now, I'm like, oh my God, what was wrong with me?
So Virgil was Thunderbird 2, Scott was Thunderbird 1, Alan was Thunderbird 4. Who was Thunderbird 3?
I only know the woman in the pink. I only remember her.
Oh, Lady Penelope.
It, yeah.
And what was her butler's name?
Don't know. Someone might message it in. What was the butler's name in...
Oh, I know the name. So see people know the answer to that. You can text us at 087-188-0008. Yes, my lady.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Oh, yeah.
This was one of my favourites, actually. I used to watch it with my uncle and my granddad. It's a bit slow, isn't it?
There's a long intro there. There's
a bit of a long intro.
There's not that many drums.
There's lots of visuals going on. Sorry, guys.
Don't think we got the right quite the theme there, but there you go.
Kyle, come on.
I think we get the gist.
Okay, well, what is it then?
The Avengers.
Oh, the Avengers. Yeah. So that
Steed. And Jeez. What's her name? Well, that was her first big role. What was her name? Joanna Lumley.
So Joanna Lumley was she in it the second?
She was the second one.
The second
the first one.
One
was Diana Rigg.
Diana Rigg. Yeah. And then there's a series of that as well. There's loads of messages coming in. I'm going to lose track of them now. I'm going to play a couple of the voice notes that we received from our listeners. So,
by the way, a lot of people texting in the right answer. They got the answer of the butler. His name is Parker.
Parker.
Yes,
that's it.
Yes, my lady.
There we go.
Yes, my lady.
Okay, so yeah, people have been sending their voice notes all evening. So here we go.
I love the Incredible Hulk in the 80s, but now as a middle-aged person, I think it was actually really creepy and probably would scare kids of this generation.
It's corny.
The list of nostalgic TV shows is endless. I remember vividly when I was younger, I used to be watching like Nickelodeon. I could have been watching The Amanda Show or Keenan and Kel, and then all of a sudden after 7 o'clock it would cut out and it would go over to Comedy Central. And the likes of Two and a Half Men were playing. And I wasn't really allowed to watch that when I was small. But we only had cable TV. We didn't have like Sky or anything like that. So that's why I cut out. So I don't know if anyone else remembers when their Nickelodeon used to cut over to Comedy Central after 7 o'clock.
Isn't Two and a Half Men with Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen, yeah. Yeah. Tommy Sheen. But now I'm guessing that person's age is probably about 30.
Yeah. Yeah, it would
judging
be.
By that.
Yeah.
By the way, Martin says, "Niall, I have to say it. I said it before, and I'll say it again. When it comes to Irish television, RTE Productions, the one that tops of them all was Hall's Pictorial Weekly. That was RTE's real national broad when they were the real national broadcaster, not the government press agency. I agree with him. By the way, Hall's Pictorial Weekly was a great program.
People will remember that.
I don't think you'd remember.
No, I don't. No, and we have
Frank
had a couple
Hall,
of
Frank Hall. He's long since passed, I think.
Another couple of messages in, someone saying I'd love to see Quantum Leap again. So I had the theme tune in there. I think Quantum Leap was one of my favourites.
Say it to that person again. If you go into, I think it's Sky Atlantic. So it's being remade.
Who's playing your man now?
There's a Chinese lad.
Oh, okay.
Or with his agent anyway.
Because your man, he was gorgeous. I loved him.
The guy that's playing him now is really great. The first episode where he's leaped for the first time. And it's really clever. It's done really, really well. That whole thing where he looks in the mirror and it's not himself.
And it's not him, yeah. I can't wait to see a modern version of it because it was perfectly done, the old one. You know, like it wasn't like if you look back at it, it's awful. Okay, another couple of messages here.
Doctor Who with Tom Baker, Top Cat, Tom and Jerry, The Rockford Files, Maggie and the Ferocious Beast, and not forgetting Garda Patrol and The Angelus.
Oh, of course, The Angelus, yes.
Top Doctor Who and Buffy the Vampire Slayer are ones that have a really big nostalgia factor with me because I remember watching them with my dad when I was younger.
This is a good one. Favourite TV shows. So I grew up in the 80s. So it would have been Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Oh my God.
$6 Billion Man.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. The A-Team. All stuff like that. Fucking great shows.
Cheers, Eddie.
Hi, Niall. Matt from Cork. The greatest show ever. Really miss it. Throughout the 70s and 80s. Must be The Muppet Show. Aww. Brilliant show. Thanks, lads. Good luck.
The Night Muppet Night. Show.
Well, they've remade The Muppet Show. You know that, don't you?
No. What? Why am I missing all these remakes?
Now, all you have to do is go up to Leinster House and walk in the door. Just walk in.
That's the one. That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. That's our own, very own Irish Muppet Show. It's on every day for the last 3 months. It's called The Muppet Show. Top Cat, by the way, was great. Yes, TC. Benji, of course, or Benny was one of the cats. And who else? There was TC, was Top Cat.
Yeah.
And Officer Dibble. And of course, Eddie mentioned the $6 million man. Every kid thought they were the $6 million man.
No,
we used to pretend we could run
that.
Fast.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't remember the $6 million man?
No,
Lee Majors.
No.
The Bionic Man. And the Bionic Woman.
I remember the Bionic Woman.
Oh, yeah. That was, what's her name? Linda, not Linda Carter. Was it Linda Carter, was it?
Well, you're one that played Wonder Woman, was it not?
No.
Oh, no, it was a different one. Oh, okay.
No, what was the Bionic Woman's name? I can't remember. Anyway, with the $6 million man. So we used to, as kids, we'd run like a man. The sound, we'd make the sound effects like.
Oh, that's so cool.
And we pretend to lift things that were heavy, like because that was the sound effects they used on the show.
I know the sounds that you're trying to make. I mean,
the intro was like Steve Austin, a man barely alive, but we can rebuild him, the $6 million man.
I'm sorry, I didn't have that intro. That sounds really good. I've just been corrected as well. It's Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men, not Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen's dad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Emilio Estevez is the brother. Okay, a couple more messages here, Niall.
Uh-huh. The Little House on the Prairie. Oh, never a dry eye on a Sunday morning.
Loved
that. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Maria, and most nostalgic TV program that I love to watch or when I was younger was Wonder Woman with Linda Carter, I think her name was.
There you go.
And I still love Wonder Woman to this day.
I loved Wonder Woman as well. I loved it. And the Bionic Woman was great as well.
Yeah, the remake of Wonder Woman, the movie, what's her name? Gal, what's her name, that actress?
Oh, Gal Gadot.
Even though she's a big lefty, I think she plays the part really well. And it's really great to watch. But Linda Carter does a cameo in it. And she still looks great for her age, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, she must be 70-something, 80-something now. I don't know.
Yeah.
And what's his name? By the way, the $6 million man, he's still alive. Lee Majors, and I think he's still married to the same woman. There was a picture of the two of them in the paper the other day, and they're like in their late 80s.
Oh,
lovely
so
to see.
And they didn't get a divorce. That's nice.
No. Yeah.
And then I've just been told that. Oh, no, so they've deleted their message. Oh, that was Eddie. He was trying to tell us who actually played the Bionic Woman, but he's deleted his message. It must have been wrong.
I'm trying to. Oh, what? Wagner, was it?
Lindsay Wagner was the Bionic Woman.
Yeah, Lindsay Wagner. There you go, Bionic Woman. I knew it was Wagner or something like that was her name. Yeah. Which was, it wasn't quite as popular as the Bionic Man. And then they joined forces every now and again. It's obviously the same company made them. So she'd appear in the Bionic Man with the Bionic Woman. And we used to always say, like, because we were all teenagers, like, what happens if they go to bed together? Like, and he has got a bionic body. Has he got a bionic gadget? You know what I mean? Because she had bionic legs as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There'd be some crack, wouldn't it?
Would be some crack, all right.
Sorry. It was a bit of a double meaning in there that there wasn't meant to be.
As another message coming in saying Heart to Heart. Do you remember that one?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and they were, I don't know, what did they even do? They were like love doctors.
I watched them. They were in bed together talking, and the dog was on the bed. And they had a butler called Max.
Oh, their second name was Hart. That's why it was called Heart to Heart.
Yeah, two hearts, yeah. Mm.
And then
Robert Wagner, and I can't remember her name.
Boy, they're all Wagners. Wagners.
There's a lot of Wagners.
A lot of Wagners, yeah.
It was originally married, by the way, Robert Wagner to Natalie Wood, and there's a whole controversy about that. Mm. You know what the whole story of that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Robert Wagner was married to Natalie Wood, who was a very famous actress from West Side Story, and I don't think she's a beautiful woman. And they went out on a yacht, and she mysteriously disappeared.
Yes, okay, this is ringing a bell.
And for years, a lot of people have the view that he did it. Now, he's denied it. Now, and there's no evidence, obviously. But that's the opinion a lot of people have.
There's always a weird little situation like that, isn't
there? Yeah.
The other one I just want to say as well, that was similar to Heart to Heart, because it used to be on at the same time, because I used to watch one and then watch the other, and it was The Love Boat.
Oh, yeah. Or what was the other one? The island, Fantasy Island. It's the plane, boss. It's the plane. Remember the take? What was
it? The little jump. Yeah.
The plane, boss.
That got me.
It's the plane. They had a remake of that recently, by the way.
Oh, for God's sake.
It was a movie. It was dreadful.
I think you're making some of these up.
No, it was. It was a movie. It was dreadful.
Oh, by the way, there was a remake. okay, well, that wasn't a good one, so we're not recommending people to watch that one. Another few that are coming in. Knight Rider. Stephanie Powers was Heart to Heart, apparently. Lee Majors, the blonde Elvis. What's that about?
No idea.
Man from Atlantis, Pink Panther.
Oh yeah, Patrick Duffy was Man from Atlantis, who went on to be in Dallas then.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and I think we're just through. Knight Rider and A-Team and Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay, well look, that's about it. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Thank you very much indeed for all your texts, all your messages. Thank you, AJ and Molly and everybody else. We should be back again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.